Hello, here is your KVNF regional newscast for Wednesday, December 19th. Advocates for workers' rights are hoping incoming Governor Jared Polis will embolden Colorado's agency charged with enforcing labor violations. Eric Gladys has more from the Colorado News Connection.
As Governor-elect Jared Polis and his team prepare to take office, a new report puts a spotlight on the Colorado Department of Labor and Employment and potential for addressing economic inequality. David Seligman with the group Towards Justice says the agency can play a critical role ensuring that all Coloradans have a path to financial stability through work.
It's much more than a sleepy bureaucracy. This agency has the authority to issue rules, to protect workers, to expand overtime, and it administers workers' compensation and unemployment insurance, some of our most important social safety nets.
The report's recommendations include modernizing rules to protect so-called gig economy workers and increasing protections against wage theft. Seligman adds that boosting the current overtime salary exemption threshold from $23,000 a year to just under $54,000 could give more than 320,000 Coloradans an immediate raise. Business groups have argued that a similar rule passed under the Obama administration would lead to job loss and fewer hours for workers. Seligman says Colorado needs its labor agency to be proactive about enforcement, especially for employers who routinely short employee paychecks, force them to work off the clock, fail to pay the minimum wage, or skirt employment laws by denying they are employees.
Those violations are rampant, and especially rampant in the immigrant community. That obviously harms our immigrant workers. It harms our economy. It also puts employers that play by the rules at an unfair disadvantage.
Colorado workers lost nearly $750 million in 2014, according to the report, because of employers who don't pay or underpay owed wages, charge illegal deductions, or misclassify workers as supervisors or independent contractors. This is Eric Gladys reporting for the Colorado News Connection.
As part of our weekly Capitol Conversation series, State House reporter Scott Franz took a couple of minutes to talk with Kara Pallone of KOTO Telluride about recent stories he's been following, including insurance rates in rural Colorado.
Scott, thanks for joining me on Capitol Conversation. I'd like to start first with the disappointing news. Governor-elect Jared Polis canceled your interview last week. His press people said he's too busy hiring his new cabinet. Excuses, excuses. Do you think he'll reschedule with you before Inauguration Day on January 8th?
I'm really hoping so. I'm going to be persistent and, trying to sit down with him because I know we got a lot of great questions from our coverage area, from everywhere from the Western Slope to here in Denver. People have a lot of great questions for the governor-elect. They have a lot of great insights into what they hope the new administration can accomplish for their parts of the state. And it's a very diverse group of needs that we have in the state.
You just produced a feature about the new Rural Affairs Committee and a bill to address the higher cost of health insurance in mountain communities. Can you talk a little bit about the Rural Affairs Committee and introduce this committee for listeners?
It's really just a new name for a committee that's existed, but they changed the name of it to really put an emphasis on a broader range of issues that affect people in rural Colorado. So things like broadband access, water, this health insurance question, these are all going to be items that will be the focus of this committee. It's going to be chaired by Representative Dylan Roberts, who lives in Avon, just west of Vail. He told me last week that the first bill that he's going to introduce and that he really wants this committee to look at is one that will aim to bring down the cost of health insurance premiums on the Western Slope. This is an issue that's been going on for years because the state uses different geographic regions to set the premiums. So a lot of these counties on the Western Slope, for example, are included in the same region, and the premiums there oftentimes can be $500 a month more than in other regions of the state.
Based on the history of this issue and efforts that have been put forth to find solutions in the past, can you talk a little bit about potential outcomes for the future of this particular bill?
We'll see what happens with it because this isn't the first time the legislature has tried to fix this issue. This dates back several years. of bills and efforts. You know, there was one where Roberts, his predecessor in the House, was Diane Mitchbush, and she actually tried to get the state to look at, you know, eliminating these geographic regions, perhaps just creating one region for the entire state. But there were some concerns that, you know, perhaps doing this would lead to higher premiums on the Front Range. So there hasn't been an easy fix for this issue that's presented itself. Now, talking to Dylan Roberts now, he thinks, you know, things will change because now there's a change of power going on where the Democrats control the House, the Senate, and the governor's office, and he's encouraged by some of the things he's heard from the Polis administration, which has specifically called out this issue and said that they're going to work to address it as well.
Thank you so much for taking a few moments to talk with me for this week's Capitol Conversation, Scott.
Thank you.
That was government watchdog reporter Scott Franz, whose reporting is part of Capitol Coverage, a collaborative public policy reporting project that's been providing news and analysis to communities across Colorado for more than a decade. 15 public radio stations throughout Colorado, including KVNF, participate in Capitol Coverage. The federal government has released a long-awaited look at the future of tribal water rights in the Colorado River watershed. As Luke Runyon reports, it could have wide-ranging effects.
At a meeting in Las Vegas, U.S. Bureau of Reclamation Commissioner Brenda Berman announced the completion of the Tribal Water Study. A group of 10 tribes that use water from the Colorado River had been asking for the study for years.
The study documents how partnership tribes currently use their water. It projects how future water development could occur, and it describes the potential effects of future tribal water development on the Colorado River system.
Altogether, the tribes have rights to more water than some states within the basin. Currently, they're using a third of what they're entitled to. Tribal leaders continue to push to have their rights recognized in the overallocated Colorado River system and to explore options to secure their water for use on tribal land. I'm Luke Runyon.
And that was your KVNF regional newscast for Wednesday, December 19th. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks so much for listening.